Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Communications Dispatcher Sandy Levtinsky for National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week.
How long have you been a dispatcher here for Washington County?
Since January of 1990.
Okay, so
28 years.
How did you become a dispatcher?
Kara, the supervisor, her and I grew up together, and they were really short-handed. There was only three of them working. They didn't have any days off for 3 months, and she pretty much told me I needed to come and work so they could have some days off. So,
yeah. I wonder what you thought about the profession when you stepped into it.
Well, I was on the Riverside First Responders and Fire Department, so I kind of had a gist of what was going on, and I enjoyed it from day one.
What's an average day like working here at the Communication Center?
It's different every day. That's what I like about it. You can either be not busy at all, or you can just have one thing after another, or everything happens at once. It's just every day is different.
For people who are calling 911, what are some tips that you would give those needing to make the call?
Once you dial 911, stay on the phone. You're going to hear a bunch of clicks and a bunch of transfers, but stay on the phone because we will answer. When we do answer, we're going to have several questions for you. It's not just questions that we don't need to ask, it's questions we need information for. And when there's two of us here, it's always nice, the second person, if you need an ambulance, they're getting them going while I'm still talking to you. If it's something you need an officer for, they're getting the officer going while I'm still talking to you. It's just everything works really well together. But if you're going to dial 911, please stay on the phone. Even if you misdialed, just tell us you misdialed. It's not a big deal. We have a lot of hangups where we have to actually take the time to call them back and make sure nothing's wrong.
What's the information that callers should have at the ready when they're making a 911 call?
They're going to have to know their address, their phone number, what's going on. We're going to ask them what their name is. If somebody's injured, we're going to ask them what their name is, how old they are, if they're conscious or breathing, if it's a medical call. We may ask their age. There's just a lot of different things we ask for different calls, but we got to have the information. Got to get them the right place, send the people, right people to the right place every time.
Of course, people typically know 911 is for emergency, but I wonder, could you distinguish what should not be considered an emergency, or what might not require a call to the communication center?
Everybody considers their emergency an emergency. Sometimes it's a vehicle unlock. That's not necessarily an emergency, but if there's a child in the car, it is. We've had everything from I need a phone number to I need directions to my vehicle unlocked. And there's just, I guess, think before you call. Mm-hmm. If you don't know if it's an emergency, go ahead and dial 911. We're not going to hang up on you. We're not going to tell you to call back on the other line if we think it may be an emergency.
You've been working in dispatch for 28 years. How much has it changed over that time, technology-wise?
It's completely different now than it was. Now, when I first started, we got a 911 call. It was because someone had to drive somewhere and call 911 from somebody's house because we didn't have cell phones. Then once we got bag phones, they'd call from the bag phone, but not everybody had one. Now, if you get a fire on 218, you've got 60 calls because nobody's going to stop, but everybody's going to call in, we have a fire, which that's fine, but it just gets really busy. We used to only have one dispatcher on at a time, and now we have two on most of the shifts. It's just technology isn't always a good thing, but it gets the help there faster now.
When was the text to 911? When did that start here for Washington County?
It's been less than a month, and we haven't gotten any calls yet. We have practiced with it. It's just as easy as TDD, which is where deaf people use to communicate with us if they want to call 911. It's just like texting each other. You text me, I'll text you back, ask you what's going on.
So how it works, someone can text, do they
right
text 911?
911, yep, right mm-hmm. to the 911 number.
And then what happens here on your end?
We answer the call on our screen, and it's just like we're texting, only we have a keyboard and you've got your little bitty phone. But yeah, we just text back and forth and figure out what's going on. And I did have one call that was kind of like that, but it was more TDD. We had an interpreter going back and forth. And if we can't get out of you what's going on, at least we can get the address and send an officer over to figure out what's, whether you need medical or fire or police. But we can get somebody there as quick as we can to figure out what's going on in person if we have to.
What importance does a dispatcher have when it comes to, getting crews out, getting personnel out to an incident?
Well, we need to know where it's at, first of all. And then we have to have your callback number, your phone number, because if there's something we didn't ask that we need to know, then we can call you back and ask you that question, too. We need to know what's going on to get the right people at the right place.
And what do you get out of being a dispatcher? How has it affected you?
Working in a small community is harder, I think, because you know so many people. I've lived here all my life since I was 5. So I think it's good for me to know that I can actually help people, get them the help they need. I do enjoy my job every day. And it's always something different. That's what I like the most about it. But I like that I get to help people.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Communications Dispatcher Sandy Levtinsky for National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.